Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 28th of November. Yesterday's US consumer income and spending data was not exceptional, although it again highlights how much living standards have gained in recent years. Income is outpacing inflation, and that gives a solid foundation to growth as we head into 2025. It offers optimism for the Black Friday Consumer Festival tomorrow, too. On the inflation side, leaving aside the fantasy pricing of owner's equivalent rent, which continues to distort the headline data, the driver of inflation in the personal consumer expenditure deflator would appear to be supply side and not demand side, at least according to Federal Reserve analysis. That does flag up a warning around the dangers associated with disrupting supply chains in the coming year. European Central Bank President Lagarde gave an interview delivered as a politician and not as a central banker. Lagarde was urging Europe to buy US goods and engage in checkbook diplomacy to avoid a trade war. This may or may not be true. It's very questionable as to whether it would actually work, but it falls way outside the remit of an independent central banker responding to policy. A central banker's role is to focus on orderly financial markets, control of inflation, and financial regulation. Central bankers react to politics. They should not seek to preempt it. Does this matter? To the extent that it undermines the perception of the ECB as a politically neutral body focused on price stability, yes, it does. Perhaps Lagarde has political ambitions personally after their term of office expires in 2027, but that does not mean that politics should intrude on monetary economics in 2024. We have consumer price inflation data in the preliminary form from the euro area, with Spanish and German numbers for November. Both are expected to show a slight increase in the headline rate, with energy prices contributing. Germany and Spain are seen slightly above 2% inflation, and on a similar measure, the US is just below 2% inflation. But essentially, developed economies are back at levels of inflation which economists would consider consistent with price stability over time. There are still more ECB speakers on the agenda today, including, yet again, Chief Economist Lane. There has been so much ECB speak recently, it's hard to see this attracting any particular market attention, especially with the politicised comments from Lagarde dominating the headlines. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.